Tonight's shir siman taf resh sadi aleph sif aleph beis gimel dalad and hey taf resh sadi aleph dinei kasiva samegila usfirasa, the halachas of writing and sewing up a megillah. Sif aleph ein kaisvin hamegila ela b'diyoy al hagvil o al haklaf kasefeter. We only write megillas Esther with ink that's called diyoy on either gavil or klaf, which is essentially animal skin that's been prepared, like a Sefer Torah. V'im kesava b'mei afotzim v'kan katam kasher. And if it was written with mei afotzim, which comes from a plant, like I think they called gallnut, and kan katam, which we usually translate as vitriol, then it's kosher. Kesava b'shar min etzivayinim, but if it's written in other colors, other than black, pesula, no good. V'tzvicha sirtut k'tayra atzma, the parchment has to have scratches on the page before you write on it to make lines. It's called sirtut, the same as the Torah. Ve'ein ha'or shalot tzorech la'avid lishmor. Now the tanning of the leather for the parchment doesn't have to be done l'shem the mitzvah. Ve'yesh oyim shetzorech ilishmor, but some say it does have to be done l'shem the mitzvah. Mishter Brewer sifkan alf ela b'diyo. We only write a megillah with black ink, ayin le'el simulam beis, if gim b'hagav, mishne b'rasham, in simulam beis, halachas of writing tefillin, there's details about how exactly they would make the black, and a lot of it came from soot, from burning olive oil. It's very black, and they'd use that and mix that with other things. Sifkon beis, al ha'gevil. You write it on gevil. What is gevil? Gevil hu ha'or, shlo nechlak. Gevil is the skin of the animal that has not been split. The hair has been removed. They made it fit to write upon. But on the other side of the skin, on the flesh side, nothing was removed. So that's called gevil. Sivkan gimel o ala klaf, or on klaf, parchment. If I look back at simlam beis again in the halachas of writing to fill in pashios, klaf is when you did remove the inside, when you did remove on the bottom part of the skin and the fleshy side, and that's klaf. And it's standard today that basically they do a lot to remove not just the hair on the outside of the skin, but from the inside they shave it down, and that's what we use for everything we're going to write, whether it's mezuzah, tefillin, sefer Torah, megillah.
We need some hair. That's what holds the ink.
No. There's no hair on the cloth.
It's completely smooth?
It's leather.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's smooth, but it's not. The hair on the outside of the animal is all gone. That comes off through the tanning process, and then they scrape it off. There's a machik. That's for sure gone. But the there is a texture to the parchment. It's not like paper. Se'if katan dalad. B'mei afatzim v'kankatam. So we write with diyoy, but if you use me'afatzim or kankatom, it's also kosher. I am betaz v'shem ha'kesef mishnah. Look in the taz, quotes the taz of mishnah. The machshev shir me'afatzim. The allowance to use the black that comes from the gallnut, hainu im guma. That's if you add to it some kind of sap, or more like it's a glue of sorts. The mimei hafotzim b'chud pasul. If it's just the liquidy mei hafotzim, it won't work because it has to adhere to the parchment. So there's going to be an adhesive element to the dio. V'chein hiskim hagrob b'yor, and the Vilna Gaon agrees to this in his commentary. The mishnei miachad nikudot dio is a combination of various things, and you can make dio with mei hafotzim, but you've got to add this guma to give it a thickness that it will adhere to the parchment. And when we talk about kankatom, which again we translate as vitriol, it's also, I believe, a plant, and it's black, and they use it in making ink. So that's the liquid, the ilu kankatom, the chud by the apostle, just the plant itself. You can't write with that. Vagob be'ur perish, the Vilna Gaon explains, the mashomba me'afotzim kankatom, haina shakasa b'shneim u'ur v'nyachad. It's actually not each one individually, but each one as part of a mixture, put them together. So again, in Siman Beis is where all this is described in great detail by Parshas of Tefillin, And ultimately, the DO that we use is a combination of many different things, and it's not just the color that has to be black, but it has to have this thickness and the ability to stick, you know, so to speak, with that the gluey consistency. Se'if katan hay. In addition, l'tzricha sirtut. Before you write anything in the Megillah, you must scratch lines into the parchment. Hayno al kol shita v'shita. For every single line, there has to be a sirtut. They scratch into the parchment lines, and they write with the lines. The interesting about sirtut, if you've ever examined it, when we go to grade school and we're taught how to write, you get this paper with the lines, and they tell you to put the bottom of the letter on the line. By Ksav Ashuris with sirtut, the top of the letter is on the line. The letter hangs. We don't start on the line and work up. We start at the line and work down. The roof of the letter begins at the sirtut, and the letter's hanging. And that's how they do sirtut. This is Shaila. If the sirtut is required on the sides as well. Most of the time, in a Sefer Torah for sure, and I believe most Megillahs also, if not all Megillahs, will do sirtut in a box. Not only will you have lines going across where you write, but the margins. Like when you buy paper that's lined, there's going to be margins to show you where to stay in. So the sirtut serves that purpose. So there are those who hold you have a sirtut going perpendicular to the lines to hold everything in its box. It's very interesting if you look by Oz Yosher, by the Shira. So you have like three sets of boxes because you have the way the Shira is written, it's written and then empty and in the middle and the sides, so you have to have separate rows of margins going up and down the sides to keep everything in line. Sifkan Vav, Ketaira Atzma. The requirement of Sirtut for Megillas Esther is like the Torah. Valkain Chaktochos Pasul Bo. Once we have this association with a Sefer Torah, we infer that Chag Tachos doesn't work. What's Chag Tachos? Chag Tachos is when you would basically etch or color the outline of the letter, and then when you're done, you see the letters as blank parchment. Like they used to do with stencils, you'd put like the letters down and spray paint around the stencil off, so then you see the paint around the letters. You make out the letters clear, the letters are blank. But there's nothing writing the letters. It's just the space around it is filled in, so now I make out the letters. That's chok tachos, that's possible. That's not considered ksav, you didn't write anything. Vidavka beruba. Now, this concern is if the majority of the Megillah was done that way. Alba miyut kasha b'di'evet. If it's only a small minority of the Megillah done this way, it would be kasha b'di'evet. The lagar mihishmit. It's not worse than if the letters were missing entirely. The el b'simat tafri sadi sif gimel. We talked about that tafri sadi. Ayin sham prati advarim. Look there in the details. We made a distinction if it's a whole inyan, if it's not a whole inyan. But basically, halacha is you're missing some words. The Megillah is still kasha. So if you had some words chok tachos, the Megillah would still be kasha. Seif beis. Hayiksuva al haniyar o al arsha enu mu'ubad. If the Megillah is written on paper or on leather that wasn't tanned, o shekasava akum o apikiris, or the sofer wasn't Jewish or an apikiris psula, then the Megillah is pasul. V'dina kasefet Torah le'inin hekif gevil. The writing has the requirements of a sefet Torah that each letter has to be surrounded by parchment. The letters should not touch. And you have to make the ches in that special way with a little crown on top, with tliya sahayin, the kufin, and the way we letter the left leg of the hay and the kuf doesn't touch the ois that hangs. Essentially, all the letters and how they appear in a Sefer Torah appear the same in a Megillah. And again, all the halachas of what's chaser and yeser, what's words are written complete or incomplete. There's a mesorah how it has to be done properly. The Ramah adds, "Gamserach kasvim in exav." The sofer has to write it following a text in front of him. Well, the hotzi kol teva befiv kaidim sheyichdaven. He should utter each word before he writes it. Kamut sefer Torah, the same as writing a sefer Torah. Va'isin kol parshioseha stumos. In a Megillah, there is no spaces, there's no tabs, if you will. Everything runs, every line fills the entire line because it's in Igeris. V'masan pesuchas psul. If you made spaces, it's pasul. Ubidiyavid in lifsal megillah mishum chaseres v'yaseres. We're not going to pasul a megillah bidiyavid if the word that was missing a vav has the vav, or the word that is given of they put an extra letter when it shouldn't, or took a letter out. L'garmi hishmet v'haseifa is yiskad k'sher, because it's no different if the seifa left the letters out entirely. We said it's kosher. A commotion is barbis mitzafri sali sevkim. Again, like we said on tafri sali. U'tzricha amud b'sofa v'chalok b'rosh k'tila hakifa bo. You need at the end one amud blank, and at the beginning a larger area to roll it into. V'yesh omish etzricha tagin. Some say the letters should have tagin, little crowns. V'yesh omish ein etzricha. Some say it doesn't. V'n hagel etzricha, the minig is to give tagin. Gam nogu shal asas lo amud kalal b'sofa, and there's a minig not to give it an amud at the end. A lot of halachas here. The Mechaber says, you can't write on paper. It's unlikely the Mechaber had our paper. They've had paper made out of cloth. If you ever look at old Svarim, they last longer than the Svarim that had acid problems with the paper. When paper used to be cloth, it was also called paper, papyrus. They had other things that they called in the yard. It's not exactly what we call paper, but it's not leather. And if you use leather, but it wasn't ma'obit, it wasn't tanned, so then that's not kosher. If a goy writes it, or an apikoyos writes it, it's possible.
Isn't that the same rule of the Sefer Torah?
Basically, they're straight.
So by Medina Ka Sefer Torah, it should be Leinyan, Akum, and apikoyos too. It's just a strange...
These are all identical. What is the halacha, but now you mentioned this issue about the comparison to Sefer Torah, a woman cannot write a Sefer Torah. Can a woman write a Megillah?
She's Mechuyavis, why not?
She's Mechuyav, just like the men. So this is a big sugya. This is a big sugya. The Shari Tshuva, there's no letter for it, it's on the Kasva Akum. The Shari Tshuva brings that the Bircha Yosef wanted to say that if a lady writes it, it's kosher. And this happened to be a big issue because there was a great gadol in Europe, his name was David Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer, his daughter wrote a Megillah. And he wrote a tshuva defending his daughter's Megillah. And many other rabbanim of his time were very upset about this Megillah that his daughter wrote. So this is a diyan. A sefer Torah maskim, tefillin maskim, a Megillah. Megillah Esther. Can a woman be trained to write Megillah Esther? There are shittas that hold that she can. But they made a big rash in, I don't know, I'm guessing the 18th century, when in Maisa Shehoya. And it wasn't Stam, like Stam, a renegade. He was from the Gedoli Hador and his door. You know, that was the Maisa. Then the Shulchan Aruch says the letters have to be Muk of Kevil, Sifkan Ches, the Indian Hek of Kevil, Al Kol Ois. That means every letter has to be surrounded by parchment. No letter should touch the next. And this is true of all the halachas we're describing here. The lines should be equal length. We want each line to have the length of the letters. How wide should each amud be? The width of three times the mishpacha sechem, like we find by Sefer Torah. The kol dinei Sefer Torah. All the halachas you find, like Sefer Torah, you would apply to writing the Megillah. Sifka and test, the Ramah keeps adding some more. You write it minhaksav. V'adidim echad makriyos bal peh. If someone else reads to him bal peh, kadesh l'yit, he shouldn't make a mistake. He could do that. V'im ar v'kasev bal peh, shalom minhaksav. Let's say this sefer did it wrong. He went ahead and wrote it bal peh. He had nothing in front of him. Yesh oimen de osa likus boi el v'shas techak. There are those who say it's osa to use such a Megillah. V'shas techak, maybe we'll use it. But it's the wrong way. That's not how we write a Megillah.
That'd be even for one word, right?
Yeah. Sifkan Yud. Sifkan Yud. The Hoitzi Kol Teva Chulu. Every word should be said before he writes it. Hainal Chatchila. Ubidiyevid in a Hachmelo Ta'al. So Bidiyevid, if he had a text in front of him that he's copying from, but he didn't say each word, Bidiyevid, if he didn't make a mistake, will accept it. That even if you're writing from another ksav, it's still a requirement that you should say each word. Sifkan Yubei Stumos, the entire Megillah is Stumo de Nikra Igeris. It's called an Igeris, a letter that doesn't have spaces. Sifkan Yud Gimel Pesuchos Psulo. If there are Psuchos, it's possible, Ramah says. But Shuvas Amosha Mint Simon Yud Beis Din Hei, Mefak Fikalzeh. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Maharam Mintz that disagrees with the Ramah. They were, I think, no, they weren't contemporaries. He was earlier. He was earlier than the Ramah, right? Ramah will quote him on occasion. Nearly the Yesh Dismach Allah Mashas Dechak. We could rely on that Mashas Dechak if you found a Megillah oddly enough with Psuchas. So if that's the only Megillah around, you would use it. Sifkan Yudal Dubu Dieved. We're not going to pass a Megillah for Chaseris and Yaseris. Perish Shekvar Korba. That means you leaned from it already. If there is no other Megillah, then you use this Megillah. Sifkan Tesvav Gamnogu Sholasos V'chulu. The minig is not to make an omud at the end. Avachalak berosha menichin. They do have a blank section in the beginning. V'gol misof l'tchilasa. You roll it from the back to the front. Sifkan Tesayin Klau. There's nothing. There's no omud at all at the end. V'gol bir mafak v'kazem oed. The Vilna Gaon did not like that either. Se'if Gimel. Aseres b'nei Haman sarach l'kosvam kishira. Even though the whole Megillah is written straight, line after line with no breaks, when you get to the Aseres b'nei Haman, it's written like a shira in two columns. V'lo kishar shira shechalak l'gabi k'sav. Now, not like the shira like Az Yashir, where you have the first line is the two ends, and then the next line is in the center, and then you go back to two ends. So each line, there's writing over blank in the sides and in the center. It's not like that. It's just two columns straight. Two columns straight down. From Laosa came Psula. And if you don't do that, the Megillah is possible. This is a requirement for the Megillah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yudzayin, Miniyah Chalak, Kiflayim Min Ksav. So you're going to have the Ksav. Then you're going to have a space twice the width of the ksav, and then you're going to have the ksav again. Let's do Sif Dalad. Tzarech laharich bevav de vayezasa. In the Saras Bnei Haman, the vav vayezasa should be longer, because sivas when you write it. Ve'yisham ekriyasa, some say even when you read it, you should emphasize the vav. Ve'tzarech lichtof ish barosh tapo, ve'eis besofo. You should write the word ish at the top of the page. There's Chamesh Meos is the end of the previous Amud, and then Ish is the first word at the top. The S, Besofa, and when you get to the names at the end, the last word is the S. So, the Mishnah Berurah says, if Kan Yuches Lahach Vav Devayis Lasa, the Vav should be longer. Lim Toyach Rosha HaKafuf Etiya Ke'en Zekufa. You should stretch the Vav. And it's ultimately to create a symbolism, that they're all hanged at the same time, as if it's like, I guess, the mast upon which they were hanged. Sifkan yutespe kriyasa, and some say you should emphasize the vav when you read it, not to say it too quickly. Sifkan chav ve'es besofa. The bottom of the page should be the word ve'es, perish, besof hashita. Not the end of the page, the end of the line. Al v'sof hadaf, at the end of the page, yichtov tevas aseres. The word aseres should be there. Ubedyavidim lo herich b'vav devayezos. If you did not lengthen the vav, v'cheinim kasav acher tevas aseres otshitos, and if you had other words written after aseres b'nei Haman, kasher. V'yesh machmirin, some are strict, k'shekosef achot tevas aseres otshitos, not to put more lines after aseres. V'ayim b'shar efrayim simen nun hei kosef demyesh sham megillah acheres kasuva kedina. If there's another megillah written properly, ein l'kos pezula chachila b'tzibur, don't use this b'tzibur, and l'yosh yesh terech tzibur l'hamten at sheviyah kasuva kedina, lest it's a tirchot tzibur to get another megillah that was written properly, yichal l'kos pezula, then you could lay in the one you have. So it comes to an issue. Are there more lines in the Megillah in the same Amud of Aseres B'nei Haman or not? Does it start with Ish and end with Ace and then you go to the next Amud, or you just continue the lines? So the Shaar Tzion in Tezayin elaborates and explains the issue over here. If you're going to say Ace besofa means the end of the line, then ish also means the beginning of the line. Alein serchlios brosha daftafra doesn't mean it has to be the first thing on the page of that amud. The yoseh tov shal yichtov brosha daftafra, it's better it's not at the top. Because if you're going to start with ish and end with the ace, then you're going to have to make your letters bigger than the other letters of the Megillah. Shiachsa kol omid, in order to fill the page. The halo aseres circle as pesof adav, because aseres has to be at the end. V'zeh shibush, that's not right. The halo nimsa lanu lichtov aseres b'nehodim b'oeses the aleph beis abas. We don't have a mesorah that the names of the aseres b'nehodim how much should be written in double-sized letters. Ken kasev b'ir hagwa. This is what the Vilna Gaon writes. V'alken serech l'sakin lichtov shar shidus l'mal b'oes omid. So therefore you'd have to have lines above, because the typical Megillah isn't 10 lines. It's more than that. You're going to have more than that. So in Mila, you're going to have lines above it. Ubenishmas Adam Herich Bezeh, the Chai Adam, Benishmas Adam has a long of Yichus, Vasim Akai Minig Yisrael, he defends Klaisos Minig, Lich of Ish Barosh Adaf, Rosh Hashita Vaseres, Besef Hashita Besef Adaf, where Ish is the first word, not only on the line, but on that Amud, and Aseres is not only the last word of the line, but of the Amud. V'yesh l'chasam osius aruchos. He says to write letters very long. Shiachzakal ois is a sheets kreitzerach. So therefore, every letter is going to take space. V'leichtu m'ksiva gasa, but it shouldn't be thicker. Yosem yishar oisus megillah. Ela ba'oso kesash l'kol megillah akshi aruchos. Use the same height, but much longer.
Then you're going to lose the form.
I know. Unless I have a back, unless he's saying use the same width and not the same height. Uvesefer Shaar Ephraim died to Gamkin Lahasik Minig Yisrael of Ish Barosh Adaf Barosh Hashita. The Shaar Ephraim also says Ish should be the beginning of the line and the page. Kost Vashnog and Lichtov Sesmei Haman. It says the meaning to write big letters with Sesmei Haman. Kim Hashem Ksuv and Bedaf Meyuchot and Asma in Hakbid. If it's his own Amud, we don't care. If it's his own Amud, it doesn't bother us that the letters are out of sync with the rest of the Megillah. Ayin Shem Oed Masha Kasa Bezeh. Nearly, it appears to me the Asgadas HaGrof, if you go like the Vilna Gaon, Shehischel Ish Be'emsa Amud, if you start Ish in the middle of the column, Afshu Shlo Kaminig Amud, even though it's not like everyone else in the world, Ein Lahak B'zeh B'diev, you're not going to say it's a problem. Omut L'Kos L'Varchel, you can use it, you can make a bracha, Achish Das HaGolas HaKenachil, the Gaon says it's Chachil. Pischayoyim Koskein Hugam Kendas Chasam Sefer Chilik Orachayim. So what has developed is a very simple solution. It's a Megillah that's only 10 lines tall. Is it 10 or 11?
11.
It's 11 lines, right? It's 11 lines. That's it.
So it doesn't
and that way, you solve the problem. It becomes a very short Megillah, but very long. And then every letter of the Megillah, except the Vav Vaizasa, is all the same size. And you'll still begin with Ish and end with Ace at the end. And there is no problem. You've fulfilled all the Shitas. You have the Ish on top, the S at the end, and you don't double size as most Megillahs that we have are not what we call Goyim Megillahs, and they have bigger letters in the Amud. The Sesmei Haman are bigger. I'm sure there are Megillahs out there like the Mishnah Berurah. I haven't seen it where they have actually Ksav above and below. I haven't seen it, but I'm sure there are. But what has become popular over the past, I don't know, 20, 30 years, is the way called the Goyim Megillah, the 11-line Megillah, where the entire Megillah is in these lines. There's one Megillah I saw. It was a gorgeous Megillah. It was like double the normal asking price of a Megillah. It was an 11-line Megillah, but it was the size of any other 20-line Megillah. In other words, every letter was large of the whole Megillah. So it was a regular size, but it was only 11 lines. Big, gorgeous letter. It was it's a big avodah. For a sofer to do that's not so simple. And I think the asking price was like $3,500. It was, what?
Twice the amount of ink.
And effort. I think it was like $3,500 for such a Megillah. It was beautiful ksav. But again, the idea is to fulfill both shitas. The only way to do that is to make sure you only have 11 lines. Then you could keep the letters the same size throughout the Megillah, and you still begin and end where the Shulchan Aruch says. One more halacha sifhei, em tefara b'chute pishtam psula. The Megillah has pieces of parchment sewn together. You cannot sew it with linen. It has to be sewn with gidin. We don't sew it with pishtan. If you sew it with pishtun, the Gemara says it is possible, and it's not. They don't do it. They make sure they use gid.
Why would you think you would if all the other halachas are the same as the Sefer Torah?
don't know. The Gemara makes a special emphasis not to use Pishtun, so I guess the Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha from the Gemara.